Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon and Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. And then there'll be a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show with Saints Executive Vice President Mickey Loomis. Mike Hoss will be the host. And Dan Dalrymple will be on, the Saints Strength and Conditioning Coach. And then Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks playing the Washington Football Team. He missed last week. He was in Paris, France, visiting. But he's here this week. Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, man, great to be here.
Dave, what a weekend. Man, if you were just a watcher of college football, how can you not like what you saw? Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama,
in
Auburn.
In the snow, I love that.
LSU defeating Texas A&M in the final seconds of the game. So, I mean, man, you know, we got a lot of people that call in, oh, these kids, they don't play with heart and passion and emotion no more. Well, you didn't watch last Saturday. Okay, you didn't watch
there's
it.
A lot of passion.
But they got a lot of people they want to complain about everything and anything. So, but man, that was a great watch college football season, and Saturday, man, was a great.
Oh man,
watch.
It was just. I mean, I'm so happy, and I'm so happy for Coach O to go out on a high note.
Man, all I know is I think, and I know you don't have no eligibility no more, but if he could have suited up, he would have.
Yeah.
Man, he was so fired up, and it was Texas A&M and Jimbo, and so that sort of raised the dial a little bit even more. But after all the struggles this team has had offensively, man, I got to give Max Johnson credit. Man, he took a shot on that final play. I mean, that right. guy came in and leveled him, and he puts that ball on the mark to Jeray Jenkins for a touchdown, and I'm glad to see him go out with a W.
Yeah, that was really good, man. I'm all proud of my Jesuit Blue Jays, too, man.
How about that?
I know, man, going to the state championship against Catholic this Saturday at Tulane Stadium.
I got a text just now from Brad Leggett. He said he's going to the game. Former Saints, he played with Bobby
Jay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
His dad, Earl Leggett, All-American at LSU and played, man. He was actually with the original Saints in 67, Earl Leggett, and longtime coach. Yeah. So, man, what about the LSU head coaching search? Man, that's
– oh, man, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting. I was kind of hoping Jimbo Fisher might come around, but, you know, but after what happened this Saturday night.
And the other thing, too, is, man, when Jimbo's getting that A&M.
Why would Jimbo leave A&M if they got more money than LSU?
Oh, yeah, no.
He has the number one recruiting class. Right. So why is he going to – okay, speaking of Jimbo, though, what in the hell has he done at A&M? What has he done? Think about this. Okay, you beat Alabama, but you're not the Mississippi State champ. You lose to Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
And you lose to LSU.
You're 8-4. Yeah. So what? You're going to pay them all that money?
No.
So what the hell he's won? What has he won? Come on. Hello.
Now, is Ensminger in consideration for it or no?
No, Steve's retiring.
Oh, he's retired. Gotcha.
Yeah, Steve Ensminger's retiring, and
everybody give Joe Brady credit, but I'm telling you, national championship.
Bobby and I talked about this yesterday.
Steve Ensminger was the play caller. People don't realize that. Oh, Joe Brady, what he brought in. Yeah, he contributed in the red zone and on third down, but Ensminger, there's a skill to calling plays. Steve Ensminger was the play caller in that magical season when LSU beat 7 top 10 opponents to go undefeated. Ed Zminger doesn't get enough credit.
And the one thing with Steve and knowing him really well is he don't have a big ego. You know, if he thought Joe had some good ideas, his deal was, Joe, keep feeding me the plays.
I'm going to steal it from you.
Keep feeding me the plays. And they collaborated so well together. And here's the biggest misconception, that Joe Brady coached Joe Burrow. Joe Brady coached the LSU receivers. Ensminger coached Joe Burrow. But LSU fans, man, they get that all mixed up. It's all tied up. And again, you got to work together. But well, it was a great working relationship between Steve and Joe. And both will admit it.
The only thing you have to remember, and what is Coach O's legacy? Don't we all love Joe Burrow and what he's accomplished for the LSU Tigers and what I think he's going to do in the NFL? Don't we respect Joe Burrow? What does he think of Coach O? What does his family think of Coach O? Hello. Go to bat for Coach O. Joe Burrow don't come to LSU without Coach O. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. No, that's what happened.
Joe told me he was going to go to Cincinnati.
Exactly. He was going to stay home.
He was going to stay home and go to Cincinnati
Bearcats.
And the story behind the story is Joe wanted to eat crawfish when they brought him in for the visit. They go to a restaurant. There's no crawfish. They had run out. So Ed got to send somebody out to go get crawfish to bring to the restaurant to feed Joe Burrow. Now, again, that's a little twist in time, but that is accurate on what happened. And, man, you think about that. It was the right combination of coaches and players. Man, think about it. You had Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson on that team and Terrace Marshall and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, you know, and defensively, we saw it last night. He emerged late in the year. Patrick Queen.
Yes.
Of what type of football player he was.
He was almost like in 1 year what Matt Flynn did, took advantage of opportunity, then he parlayed that. Now, Matt Flynn got paid at a high level, and, you know, he was going to Seattle, and then Russell Wilson beat him out and all that, but he still got paid. But Patrick Queen, look at the success that he's had with the Ravens. And I'm telling you, watch Dave. You're going to see this because I know –
watch Dave.
that you're a fan of Miles Brennan.
Yep.
It'd be interesting to see where he's going to end up. My understanding or speculation, Ole Miss, Georgia, somewhere around there. I know you can't coach how you can throw the ball, how you can spin it. Now, you got to stay healthy and all that, but watch if Miles Brennan is not a one-year, one-hit wonder, right place, right time.
He wouldn't be a one-hit wonder because he was pretty good a year ago.
Right, but he got hurt.
Got hurt. But the other guy is Spencer Rattler, who has let Oklahoma know, I'm out. He's in the transfer portal, too.
Mike, you're more of a fan than him than I am.
No, I agree with that.
I think Miles Brennan is better than Spencer Rattler. Okay, we're going to argue?
No. We're not arguing on that.
Okay, when this
You
happens,
like him better than I like him better than you do.
I think Miles Brennan is better than Spencer Rattler because there's a reason Spencer Rattler was the Heisman Trophy candidate and he got benched for this future quarterback at Oklahoma that now might be at USC.
Man, can you imagine the exodus out of there?
Right.
When you could potentially lose Caleb and also Spencer. Because Spencer's already gone. He has made it known. He's in the transfer portal. What happens with Caleb in that spot? And Barry Switzer comes out today on a radio station. He's like, it's my opinion alone, and God bless him for saying it. He said, if I was Oklahoma, I'd go hire Mike Leach at Mississippi State to come to Oklahoma.
Look how entertaining and how prolific and now it's like feast or famine at Mississippi State. But look at Mike Leach. The way the game is played now, I mean, what he's done, Mike.
Man, and so, you know, and Ross and I, and you were brought in also with it, is that I think you're going to see more of these big moves from coaches to trying to position themselves for a better shot maybe at the national championship. And no matter what, Bob, you always say it, money does count.
Oh, without a doubt.
Come on. Yeah. Money does count. And, you know, no matter what, when they start talking about $10, $11 million, I read off the deal with man, what Lincoln Riley got? You're talking about a $6 million home?
But he got a USC all the off the field, and then when you're getting paid, that's why you think it's far-fetched. But when Kim Mulkey says something like this, we were on the show, we had her last week, and maybe 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago,
And when she said, I think LSU should hire Sean Payton.
I'd pay him $14 million a year.
$14 million. Give him $14, $15 million to come to LSU. I know he knows what to do with the offense.
And so, Dave, tell everybody a little bit. Thanksgiving holidays, how did everything go?
It was great. No, we'll be repeating that for the Christmas holidays with a good spread in the buffet and, of course, the Blue Bayou. And a great New Year's Eve is going to be a Blue White Soul Review from down on the bayou. We'll be playing here the 31st and January 1st.
Okay. I had somebody ask me when I walked in about what's going to happen New Year's Day here food-wise.
They have a Christmas spread.
Pretty much the same thing
Of
Christmas and the giveaways that are happening here.
Yeah, congratulations to Tammy from Ponchatoula. She won the $25,000 in cash and free play on our Wendat drawing. And our next $25,000 Wendat drawing is going to be Christmas night, the 25th.
But you got to be here. So the 25 grand, Abe and I talk about this. How does that cut up?
Well, it's 10 grand cash and 15,000 free play. But the free play is good for you. You don't have to play it in a day.
This is what he wanted to know. Could you play the 15 betting on games?
Oh, no. It's not, you can't bet it on the sports.
That eliminates it, Abe. Even if we come here, that eliminates that 15 grand.
I'll say that 15 grand over and under, the point spread and all that.
Dave, so your Thanksgiving was cool. I know you took
man,
a little vacation.
Yeah, man, went to Corpus Christi with some family. Had a great time there for a week, and glad to be back.
So you're feeling Jesuit this week?
Oh, yeah. No, man. The only loss this season was to Brother Martin. Of course, they avenged that in the playoffs. So they got a really good team, and they handed it to Brother Martin this time around. So
And how about
they've gotten better. They've gotten better as the season progressed.
And how about the teams from the Bayou River Parish area? Edie White. They go that'll be in the state championship game. St. Charles Catholic, they got to play Lafayette Christian. Boy, and them guys at Newman found out how good and the talent that they got at Lafayette Christian fast.
They put a whooping on Arch Manning and Newman.
And Destrahan, who always gets hot late in the year. You know, they're in the Final Four again. They beat Ruston. Man, you think about the talent from that little pool area when you travel from Thibodaux to Destrehan to St. Charles Catholic. That's not a real far spot you're hitting. And those three teams advance. And Vanderbilt Catholic, they got knocked out. But they were in there this past weekend, too, with Tommy Minton.
But Jesuit versus Catholic High. In Baton Rouge, that's intriguing.
I haven't really followed Catholic High. You hear much about them. They always have a good team.
They
always stacked.
Yeah,
they're all ready to roll.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Come on down to the Slipper.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. We'll be back opening up the phone lines here on the Big 870. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Hey, if you love sports and the action, we have big news for you. The BetQL Network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. Yep, wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night, get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. And don't forget, you can listen to the Bet New Orleans on 92.9 FM or 1350 AM. Bobby, you got something to say before we go to Big John?
Yeah, let me tell you. This is what Lincoln Riley's thinking. Man, I don't want to stay at Oklahoma and be in the SEC. The competition? What? Are you kidding me? Look at Texas A&M. They want to come in the SEC. All right? SEC West, SEC East. All I know is that the LSU Fighting Tigers are 5-0 in Tiger Stadium versus the Aggies. since they joined the SEC in 2012. Okay, so the Aggies want to be relevant in the SEC. You don't want to come to Tiger Stadium. You 5-0. And listen, A&M to LSU is like LSU to Alabama. Think what I'm saying. Okay, LSU cannot beat Alabama like they want to beat them. Well, Texas A&M can't beat LSU like they want to beat them.
Nope.
Hello, that's a fact.
Bobo.
Look it up. Look.
Bruce Feldman reports.
I don't care if you have Jimbo Fisher.
Bruce Feldman reports this at the opening press conference for Lincoln Riley today. He looks back at the Los Angeles skyline. He says, is this real? This is a surreal moment, to be honest. Man, you think about, you know, Norman, Oklahoma, and now you're going to L.A.
Oh, my God. It's like Norman, Oklahoma, you got to worry, Mary, about tornadoes. And then now you might have to worry about.
In the wintertime, it gets sort of cool in Norman.
Yeah, but
you got to worry about that in L.A.
You might have
LA.
To worry about earthquakes
or fires
and all that. But you can live close enough to the ocean that you can escape and all that. But come on. Listen, Lincoln Riley, the rich people ain't worried about the California taxes. It's all the common man that is worried about the taxes in California.
Yeah, because you don't see a lot of people turning down big deals. Everybody, Odell Beckham would never go there because of the tax situation. No, Odell, he knows what he can make away from football.
Hollywood.
In La La Land, so to speak.
Well, LeBron James, you can go on and on.
Anthony Davis.
Why would they want to go to L.A.? I mean, come on.
All right, we're going to go to our Oakland Heart talk and text line, and we'll go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are
good
you?
Good afternoon, sir.
Hope y'all's holiday was great. My trip home from visiting relatives in Virginia, we stopped in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and stopped at one of those steakhouses where we could watch the LSU game. And I don't know, it must be a national thing now for LSU, but when that final touchdown pass took place, the whole restaurant, Chattanooga, Tennessee, roared in approval, because I guess most of the Tennessee fans were at the Ilden Stadium watching the game earlier that night. But what a way to end the season for the LSU Tigers. I mean, I posted on social media that we're 6-6, and it felt like we won the SEC after
right.
that game. I mean, that's a joyous way to go out, and props to Coach O. There are many times I thought that this team would have laid down and quit. And they were in every game all the way, except for Kentucky. They were in every game this year.
Wait, Big John.
No, UCLA game.
They Kentucky, Ole Miss. But you look at Alabama, Arkansas, and A&M. No, Alabama, Arkansas, I think if you get better quarterback play, LSU could have been an 8-4 season. Now, 8-4, LSU fans won double-digit winning seasons. It's not acceptable, but listen, they're going to be surprised, and if they think some miracle worker all of a sudden is going to guarantee 10 wins going forward at LSU. I'm telling you, it might be a rude awakening.
And I agree with Bob. Bob also, too, this is just coming down from the NFL. But Tristan Hill of the Cowboys has been suspended without pay for two games for violation of unnecessary roughness and unsportsmanlike conduct rules following Thursday's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. So another hit for the Cowboys.
So what, he was too rough?
That's what they say.
From the bottom of my heart, I am really brokenhearted for the Dallas ladies from Irving. I am. Mike McCarthy out. You know, I'm a big fan of Mike McCarthy's ever since he was offensive coordinator here in New Orleans. He's a Pittsburgh guy, like my wife is from Pittsburgh, too. But, those are the breaks. I guess you got to deal with it. And the Saints, who have been walking wounded all up to this point, I'm sure they're not really shedding too many
tears. Man, nobody cares who you have or don't have anymore.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's. Yeah, it's cold to say it, but it's the truth. This is the NFL. It doesn't matter to the other team if you're missing people. Listen, the Bills, one thing, man, they kept hitting the accelerator. You know, it didn't matter to them what the Saints didn't have. Now, they did put Trubisky in late, but by that time, it was game, set, match.
Right, right. Let me get back to LSU for a minute because, man, this is one of the times when sports talk and shows like this really become incredibly valuable because you all put out so many ideas and so many possibilities and has, you know, LSU fans like myself and Bobby and you, Mike, are salivating at what the prospects are. But you've been saying that Scott Woodward has been wanting to go after big-name coach. That's his MO, big-name coach.
Yep, but that's been his rep.
What if there is somebody out there who is the dark horse candidate who has, you know, made his bones as a coordinator but hasn't moved up to, you know, being a coach at this point, and now all of a sudden with Lincoln going to USC and the pickings are getting a little bit slim with Jimbo saying he's not interested, you know, what's the possibilities out there of a young, up-and-coming coach who, you know, might take to a job like LSU and make it his own. Like, say, you know, 60 years ago when Paul Dietzel did the very same thing for LSU. Although it was a different time, I get it, but he was still a young man when he did what he did.
Well, I think it's zero chance. I think Scott wants to background has been he wants a name head coach with head coaching experience.
Okay, Big John, I don't know if you've ever been deep sea fishing. I've been deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, we gotta go try and catch a blue marlin. Well, you can't catch a wahoo if you're trying to catch a blue marlin. Now, you might be, you know what, somewhat satisfied that I got a wahoo, but if you're trying to get a big splash or a big fish, because nobody fishes for whale unless, Moby Dick and Henry Melville. And all that, when you look back.
What kind of fishing pole you got for that?
No, but you got a spirit of whale. But when you're trying to get a whale or like a big fish, it might not be available. What you thought would be available.
Yeah.
So, Big John, the only thing, the time and age that we live in, if they get a coach that's not a big splash, I'm not saying he's not going to work out, but there'll be no patience. There'll be no patience. If he works out, he works out. But then if he doesn't work out, they're going to be booing from the get-go.
Big John, you might remember this. Buddy DiLiberto and I was on the day they hired Nick Saban. It was 70-30 LSU fans against the hire. What has Nick Saban done at Michigan State? He ain't won nothing. He don't have no ties to the South. He never won the Big Ten. How is he going to work in Louisiana? Okay. Now, a lot of those people, they don't leave no footprints in the sand. They walk away and don't say anything. Oh, I was for Nick right off the bat. Okay, it turned out pretty good. Nick wasn't a great coach at Michigan State. He was a good coach at Michigan State. And Joe Dean came on a few weeks later and said, you know what? The process really centered around Mark Richt at the end. He was going to bring in Mark. And at the last moment, sort of the bewitching hour, Jimmy Sexton called him and said, listen, I got a guy that's interested. Nick Saban at Michigan State. And he said, you better believe I'm interested. And Saban came in for the interview. End of story. So sometimes what you maybe envision as the big fish isn't necessarily the best guy.
No, Mike and Big John, would that be the case with Coach Stoops at Kentucky? Considering the success he's had, the stability he's brought to that program, but what has he really won? I mean, if he goes to a team that has the resource like LSU, could he maybe take that next step? I mean, but I don't know if fans are willing.
I don't know if fans are willing to grab that.
But no, but that's short term.
That's short term.
It depends what you do. If you do hire a guy like that.
It's different because of the fact LSU has won three national titles with three different coaches, the last three coaches. That's pressure. Man, 9-10 wins, I don't want to hear about that. I want to play SEC championship game, and I want to play for national titles. If Nick can do it. No, Nick is a once-in-a-lifetime generation coach. You're not going to match him.
Well,
in our lifetime, well, you're not going to see somebody like him.
Okay, let me tell you how hard it is. Look what Kirby Smart has done with the University of Georgia Bulldogs. What has he won? He hasn't won anything.
He got there, but didn't win it.
Look at this year, the expectation. He's got there. But, Mike, think about that. Now, he's in that Coach Saban coaching tree but they still going back to like Buck Ballou and Herschel Walker, 1980. Think about that, to win a national championship. So that's why.
Man, it's hard to win that, and it's hard to win the second one.
I think LSU fans are a little spoiled there. They don't know the real world.
I mean, we're spoiled because we have, as y'all said, we have three coaches in succession who have won national championships. And you're right. I remember when Saban was hired, and the people at Michigan State were calling us up and saying, "He's all yours, guys. We can't wait to get rid of this guy."
Big John? He couldn't beat Michigan. That was the big part of it. He couldn't beat Michigan. It's just like I think a lot of the hoopla in Michigan centered around Harbaugh couldn't beat Ohio State. But he did this year. He got that off his back.
That was a magnificent football game by
great
Michigan.
Game. Just a great game to watch.
But guys, this is fun times. I mean, it's uncertain. There's no doubt about it. And we certainly want a winner in Baton Rouge. But it's fun times to speculate. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm optimistic. I was not a fan of Lincoln Riley. I didn't want Lincoln Riley to come to Baton Rouge. And Jimbo has never excited me from the get-go. So I feel like there's somebody out there that you're going to hook them and say, well, that's not the blue Marlin that we wanted to get. And instead, it turns out to be something even bigger and better. So you never can tell, guys. You never can tell.
Big John, I'll tell you this story. They had a number of us that went visit Babe when he was the defensive line coach recruiting coordinator under Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll told us a story that when he got hired, remember, Pete had been fired twice in the NFL. Pete thought he probably was the fifth or sixth guy on that list at USC. And look how that turned out.
Yeah, look what
Now people will say, oh, that's not true. No, if you do history, you understand Pete was not A, B, C, or D on that list. He was farther than that because the other guys turned them down.
Man, I played against Pete Carroll when he was the head coach of the Jets. They were sorry. I mean, they weren't any good.
But you think
about – right place, right time.
You think about the run USC has had. Other than what Saban has done at Alabama, that's been the second best run. Now, Miami did it, but they did it under three different coaches. Actually four, because you had Snellenberger, Jimmy Johnson, you had Dennis Erickson, Butch Davis.
Well, you have to go back to the 70s, Mike. Who's the coach Coach O had on the sidelines from USC?
John Robinson.
John Robinson, and who left USC, went to Tampa Bay.
No, John Robinson.
No,
John McKay.
John McKay
went to Tampa Bay.
And Robinson.
Robinson went to the Rams.
That's when USC was like the best amongst the best. And they were dominant.
Thank you, Big John. We appreciate the call, bud. Thank we'll God. Be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Greg the Fireman, Greg, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, I hope you guys are doing great. Had a couple quick questions for you. One person I have not heard much about or anyone speak, P.J. Fleck. What's your thoughts on him? Also, Luke Fickell, and then one other coach I know is a really good coach, but it looks like he's been let go by TCU, Gary Patterson. What are your thoughts on those guys?
PJ, I've always felt, was a Midwestern coach. He got an extension, nice gig, staying where he's at. Gary Patterson, he did a fantastic job at TCU.
TCU, he was there forever.
And, man, listen, he had a long tenure. In today's world, man, Gary Patterson had quite a run.
He did outstanding at TCU.
He really, really did. But, again, most of the time it comes to a bad ending, and it came for Gary. So I don't think either one of those two guys are on the list. Luke's a guy.
He's going to be in the Final Four probably.
Yeah, and he's always been a Midwestern guy. And if something would happen at Notre Dame with Luke, look at that. If Brian Kelly decides to say, hey, guys, it's been a lot of fun, but I'm out.
So you go Cincinnati.
If I'm Notre Dame, I may take a long look at that guy that's winning because guess what? He beat us.
Well, the bottom line, Tiger Nation, do you want the Notre Dame head coach?
because it looks to be the at least there's information there that they're interested.
All I know is he ain't won nothing for the Fighting Irish.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate the call, bud. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing up on our number two of the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bob, get your opinion on this, and you know, we talked about it to Ross. I think the situation's what's happening with Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma to go to USC. I think you're going to see more and more of those moves. That was a big thing when Jimbo left Florida State to go to Texas A&M, but you don't see a lot of that in college football. I think you're going to see, because the landscape is changing, you're going to see a guy like Brian Kelly maybe want to make that move. Or even Matt Rhule, who's not having success in Carolina, want to get back in because of the fact he had success. Man, you win 10 games 2 years in a row at Temple.
Then Baylor.
And then what he's done at Baylor. Those guys, and they're going to get paid a ton of money. I think you're going to see a lot more movement with some of what you want to call, I don't know about the upper tier, but, you know, from, say, right, that top 15 coaches in college football, you're going to see some movement there, much more than you've ever seen.
Well, Mike, because the money's so ridiculous.
It's unreal.
When you look at it, what they're willing to pay you and the opportunity and the agents. Listen, the agents.
Man, that's the job you should have got in there. I'm telling you.
The agents do all the dirty work. They do all the dirty work for the coach. I said they trying to work for their client to get the most they can get. And the ADs and the general managers, the owners of NFL teams, they hate that. But that's just the day and age we live in.
And you can now deny a denial, because you can say, well, because some people put, oh, LSU really had no interest in Lincoln Riley. They didn't talk to him. You don't have to talk to Lincoln. You talk to his agent.
If you were, you'd have won an Academy Award, if you were a top journalist and you had that Lincoln Riley press conference, and all of a sudden he says, well, no, I'm not going to LSU. Well, are you willing to go anywhere else, like USC?
Then but he didn't go there.
They didn't go there.
He didn't go there.
You got to have a vision. You got to have a vision into that crystal ball.
Man, when they play, coming back to Baton Rouge, you know.
Oh.
You know, in Oklahoma State, sticking it to him, so to speak. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.